And also, you see, and compassion is the word, compassion practice.
Yes.
And also, you see, very useful to imagine a poor person or needy person, or sometimes, you see, for you see, poor animal, certain, you see, say, now helpless, certain animal who no helper, no protector, his own ability, you see, no ability, very poor state. At least for human being, there is a helper, there is a protector. So like that, so you see, poor, you see, helpless animal, poor condition, visualize in front of you and think and exchange. I am human being. This poor kasota, poor animal or poor fellow man, if I, how to say,
poor
in
him.
The position, in the position, in it, whether I can bear it or not.
If you switch and consider what it would be like yourself to be feeling what that other being is feeling.
So that way, it is more, it sometimes it will helpful. It will help to increase compassion. This is also one method.
What is the place of women in society?
I think, you see, without women, there is no mother. So, you see, in Buddhist, I mean, usually, you see, Buddhist, how to say, Buddhist practice, we refer, kasore, we refer all mother sentient being.
We refer to all sentient beings as mothers, all the motherly sentient beings.
So, of course, you see, that's all.
How can one take care
and
of...
And also, I again, status survey.
Status.
Status survey. I think that's sufficient. That's sufficient. You see, in the field of practice of Dharma, practice of Buddhism, equal. Same status.
How can one take care of oneself and stay compassionate when others are being mean and nasty to you?
Yes. Now that is a very, very practical question. Now you see, here you see, method is this. If you remain very, you see, humble and honest and contented person, and some of your friend or your neighbor take advantage on it, now that is unreasonable. Now these circumstances, with clear understanding, with clear, how to say, realization, the other fellow is a human being, and he is, how to say, he has right, you see, to be happy, these things, and you develop a compassion, a kindness, and respect. Now, with respect and compassion, but now, compassion and act, because outwardly, act according to circumstances, without losing your compassionate thought. This is possible, and that is the only way to handle this problem. At the beginning, it is rather difficult. You see, without anger, without irritation, you cannot act forcefully. But once you, I mean, try, train, then it is possible, and it is the way. It is the way to how to say, according to circumstances, you react strongly, forcefully, but without loosening your compassion. Like, you see, relation, you see, the mother and children. Because sometimes this child becomes very stupid, very, very naughty. Now, in order to stop that behavior, sometimes, the father or mother act according that circumstances. Very harsh word, or sometimes beating. But without losing compassion. That is the way to handle this problem. Clear?
What is your advice for a person who is very lonely, fearful, and weak?
I think, you see, the main cause is your own mental attitude. So from your mental attitude, I think here you see two. Now involve wisdom practice, because according wisdom, right? The wisdom practice as well as moral, ethical practice. Now first, as I mentioned earlier, you see kindness and compassion, these things develop. And tolerance, and it will strengthen inner determination or inner courage. It's more courage, despite the obstacles, despite the hostile atmosphere. You will sound or stable, without fear. This is one thing. And one thing, the wisdom side. Now the realization of, now for Buddhist practice, according to Buddhist practice, now the realization of impermanence, right?
Yes.
And also realization of selflessness. Who fear? Who am I? Who fear? And also very important to realization of the karmic law of cause and effect. If you committed something wrong, then sooner or later you have to face the problem. If you did not commit any cause, then there is, under any circumstances you will never suffer a bad result. So you see understanding of that also helpful. Then another thing.
Fear, loneliness and weakness.
Loneliness. Lonely? I don't know. Make more friends. you see, that's really, very unfortunate. You see, that, as I mentioned earlier, you remain in a big cities, millions and millions of same human fellows, full there, yet you feel lonely. It's very sad. Unfortunate prevailing atmosphere. Right, under your debate, that club has been there, right? Difficult to make answer, right? I don't. But for Buddhist, I think if you agree, if you accept, some other beings, formless, different kind of beings, then I think even you have no human friend, but you have some other friends, you can develop a sort of protector or friend. That also, I think, some helpful. But sometimes, you see, tata lo tribe tane, lo tribe tane yon deba dela, ya, shi mena ya, imagination chen paya yore ya. Pena kirim kusurishta, kirim kombe surishiki, shi mena ya, ya, ko imagination chen ya, penge dine yon gure.
There are cases of meditations in which you can do certain practices which aren't true in fact, but which help your own mind.
And another thing, I think, you see, realization of value of human being. At least you are human being. You have human brain. All, you see, success human being are same human being, with same human brain. Because of the human brain and human willpower, he can achieve. Why not I cannot do that. The things are depend on myself. I have the equal kasurita, potential thing. So that also, I think, going to help. That's all.
What was the reason for your exile from Tibet?
That is quite clear. The main thing is that I remain in Tibet 9 years with our new friends. You see, result? You see, result? No more, no use. I gradually, how to say, the relation between Chinese and Tibetan become, how to say, worse and worse, worse. Year goes, you see, relation from bad to worse. I tried my best. You see, I know physical violence is suicidal work, no use. Firstly, we are a firm believer in non-violence, ahimsa. And secondly, on practical reason, no use to fight with Chinese. I tried my best to cool down the situation, but completely failed. Then, I thought it will be better, how to say, it will be more benefit or more help if I come out from Tibet, from outside, I can do something for Tibetan. So now the last more than 22 years, short history itself proved now. Right? So this is the reason, like that.
Can you express the practical meaning of suppressing anger? In our Western view, suppress may imply deny, but to deny one's feelings of anger and impatience by pretending they are not arising is not helpful. Therefore, what do you mean by suppressing anger?
Now you see here, my feeling or my answer is, there will be two kind of, the emotional feeling, right?
Yes.
One, now for example, a kind of depression, which is some tragedy happened. You feel very bad about it, and painful remain here. Now this sort of emotional feeling express once finish, instead of hide, express openly. It is much better. One kind. This is once happened, expressed, finished, no more. This is the, for that kind of kasota, simple soul. Emotional, Marae.
Yes.
That kind of emotional much better to express. Now, another one, like anger or strong attachment, strong desire. There's no limit. You say anger today, anger feel, express. Now, next, more come. Again, next, more. Others, opposite, try to minimize. Then become less and less. That, according to our own experience, that is quite clear. So, Kasole, once expressed Shani,
once you express it, it's not something that once you express it, it would be all used up and finished.
So the only alternative is control. Now, how to control? The basic, as I mentioned earlier, is thinking. What is the value of anger? What is the value of the opposite anger? That is tolerance, that is compassion. Think, judging these things. Like that.
Do you want to return to Tibet?
Of course. Now, I think, you see, further more explanation. As a Buddhist monk, just a humble Buddhist monk, once you become a monk, you already isolated, or you already cut relation with your own family. That means your own particular nations or these things, you already separated. And also, you see, my strong conviction that all human beings is same member of human family. So from that viewpoint, not much concern, or not much homesick. You must count the usefulness of the life. If something useful, something meaningful, then our own country or other country, not much differences. But being as a, Dalai Lama, some responsibility, and particularly from the Tibetan people's side, you see, they have great hope on me. Despite, you see, indoctrinations, and despite the many, the method, you see, the Tibetan, particularly the younger generation, they put great faith in me, So I have some responsibility about it, like that.
What specific things can Westerners do in the next 10 years to bring about the changes you speak of, that is to say, universal brotherhood and sisterhood?
That's a difficult question. I don't know. I think your responsibility, you Westerners' responsibility, we everybody agree that is something necessary, something important. Now you say how to upliftment about this idea. We all have the responsibility to think and to investigate and try.
What is the real reason for meditation?
As meditation, there are two kinds or two senses.
One is for developing a calm abiding of the mind, and the other is for developing special insight. And for the development of a calm abiding of the mind, one channelizes the mind.
At present, our mind is too much scattered. So once it's scattered, the force is limited. Channelize, like water, if it's channelized, then become forceful. So this is the purpose of that kind of meditation. Then the Langdong. The another thing, Langdong.
Special insight.
That is the investigate about nature of reality. of kasa, reality, reality. Yes.
These are the two main ones. These are the two chief illustrations. Please speak on the subject of love and marriage.
I don't know. I think there is one but. That is the, you see, I think my simple judgment, sorry, simple opinion or idea is, you see, making love, all right, but you see, the real marriage, don't hurry, cautious. Make sure you will remain forever, at least for this life. For whole life. That is important. You see, that is important because, you see, married, I mean, hurriedly married, without understand well, then month goes, year goes, trouble start, divorce. From legal viewpoint, divorce is all right and good. But, I mean, without child, maybe all right. But with child, then we should, parent or I mean couple with child, you have not only not only your own pleasure, not sufficient to only think your own love affair or only your pleasure, but you have the moral responsibility to think your own children. They are parent, divorce, the child going to be suffer. Not only, I think, temporary, but for whole life. Somehow, you see, his kasota, lotasa. The small child,
The model for the person, the person on whom
their own parent. If parent always fighting and divorce, the child, I think, in unconscious level or in deep down, I think bad influence or some sorry influence, I think, imprinted in there. That is tragedy. But I have no worry. my advice or my suggestion is, real marriage, no hurry. Cautiously. Only after understand well. Then happy marriage. That's very nice, I think. This is my feeling. That's all.
What is being done to keep Tibetan culture and religion alive in Tibet?
Pure culture.
What is being done to keep Tibetan culture and religion alive in Tibet? Alive.
Pure culture.
What is being done?
You mean at present world?
Yes.
At present. Now you see, the up to 79, the great destruction carried out, the almost complete elimination about Tibetan culture. So no question about Buddhism. You see, another, though I do not want to say or to mention these things, because now you see our relation with Chinese now improving, and also the present Chinese leaders like Deng Xiaoping and Hu Yanfang, it seems to me they are really sincere and quite realistic. They openly admitted their past mistake and also you see openly apologized about their wrongdoing. So I admire, you see, their courage to admit their own fault. So therefore, I do not want to mention the past thing. Now, past is past. But since you asked, now you see, things is like this. Up to 79, our new friend carried out systematically destruction about Tibetan culture, Tibetan way of life. In other words, unfortunately, they try synonyze. They no emphasis on, they no interest about learning Tibetan. They every emphasis on Chinese learning, learning Chinese, and how to say the names, different places or different, how to say different places, and say the name of district, like this district. We Tibetan have a Tibetan word, song. But you see, they changed in Chinese word Shen. There is Tibetan word, yet they purposely changed using the Chinese name, Chinese word. And also you see some places name, they changed. You see, in some time, at some time, one Tibetan express his own deep respect toward his own culture is a crime. That is unfortunate. But fortunately, since 79, now these things are now improving. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.